The Hidden Note for October. Jeez, what month do I think this is? The Hidden Note for August the 10th, 2014. That would make this the 11th episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Hey, everybody. So, I just happened to notice that I hadn't exported yesterday's episode, and that I was just kind of sitting here in Audacity, waiting for my computer to either crash or to be actually exported. So, glad I caught it. Yeah, last night's Shadowrun game didn't exactly happen the way I expected. We did kind of, do you remember earlier this week, or was it last week, that the Encaffeinated One posted about role-playing groups? I think it was Encaf. And about kind of doing freeform RP? Well, I got an idea in my head about running a freeform campaign where not only could the players literally decide what happened in terms of creating content, but also allowing them to kind of create the rules as we went too. Weird success, I'd say? We kind of only played for maybe an hour or 2 hours. Yeah, about 2 hours. Just because, we took a while to get going. But basically, I gave my players instructions of, you need a full set of D&D dice, so D20, D10, D12, D8, D6, D4, etc. 2D10, actually. A deck of playing cards, and a coin. And the idea behind it was that the players would be kind of, their personas would be entering kind of a dream world, an alternate reality, whether it was game they paid for, or some dream state, whatever. That was kind of their call to make. But basically, they were able to interact with a computer, me, and create a world around them. This had varying levels of success. I say that because, the first hour was kind of weird. It didn't help that one of my players was restricted to text only, and another player had been drinking a little bit that night. So it made the first hour kind of weird because, you stick players in a world where they have no real direction, and unless somebody takes charge, they will go every single direction. So, hello Xavier. So, what made the second hour a little bit better was that one of the players did stuff that they kind of did a Moriarty on the Enterprise holodeck kind of thing. I gotta make sure I'm not stopping recording because the cat just laid down on the keyboard. And we're good. Okay. So, they kind of did a Moriarty on the holodeck kind of thing, where they created a construct that was able to command the computer to basically stop listening to them and tell them to go retrieve something. What they didn't know, and they didn't take the time to examine, was that the object they had to go retrieve was an admin privilege key that they gave to the computer program that, Moriarty on the Enterprise kind of thing going on there. Excuse me. So, needless to say, that was pretty fun. Ended the session with the players had already seen images of their bodies kind of asleep in the dream machines, being administered sedatives, and then them passing out while the entity kind of rips into another reality and into other dreams in the machine. So, might do a campaign in it, might not, we'll see. I did record it, so if I do a campaign, I may go ahead with the tabletop RPG project I was thinking about running outside of Shadowrun. We'll see. Like I said, it's fun, it's a neat concept. I think I may even try to kind of give them a chance to reboot now that they've had a chance to see what the concept is. But, we'll see. It might be fun, might not be. I enjoyed it. We'll see if it works again. So, what else do I want to do tonight? I do have tonight's topic. So hopefully that didn't just record as TeamSpeak just talked to me. I guess I'll find out when I re-listen to this. Tonight's topic, the PlayStation and Final Fantasy VII is what I have written down. That second part we already kind of covered in the role-playing session a little bit. Role-playing episode on the 5th. But, so I guess we're talking consoles a bit here. So the kind of post-N64 era, when you start getting to... Well, okay. To me, the PlayStation was actually closer to the GameCube than it was to the Super Nintendo. I'm sorry, the N64. PlayStation was technically N64 generation, but we didn't get it until pretty late. I want to say a year or two after Final Fantasy VII came out, and I know GameCube wasn't too far beyond that coming out. But, so I always kind of think of regular PlayStation and GameCube as the same generation. Although, I guess... No, I take that back. Because, well, Vice City was a PlayStation 2 game. And I know I'm supposed to talk about that tomorrow a little bit when it comes to college, which is tomorrow's episode. But, well, PlayStation to me was always seen as kind of a later generation game. And so when I experienced games like Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VIII, was 9 on what, the first PlayStation? The second one. I want to say it was on the first one. When I experienced those games, and a few other games on the PlayStation, to me there was a very interesting experience. It was like finding a new world. You know, Nintendo was very clean, cut and dry, you know, very Nintendo. And most of the games we had for the 64 fit into that age. You know, I mean, it just meant that was Nintendo for you. It was always family-focused. Heck, look at Nintendo nowadays, still super family-focused. Family focused. Words are hard. And so seeing the PlayStation and kind of the much more kind of, you know, brutal games, fighting games, shooting games, it was a nice experience. It was nice to see another console kind of spring up, because at that time, again, I had skipped Sega after the Genesis. I've never touched a Sega Saturn. I've never touched a Sega CD game. At least that one that we owned, I've seen them. I've watched friends play them. And I didn't see the Dreamcast until after it had already kind of faded to obscurity. In fact, the first time I ever saw a Dreamcast was 2002, 2003. My brother had already kind of moved out from being in college. I was kind of fast-forwarding a little bit. Had already come home from college, kind of dropping out of it, and he and the group's friend Ben had a Dreamcast, so you know it was kind of interesting seeing a system I had never seen before in action. You know, by that time, I didn't really even know about the Saturn's existence. It tells you just how low Saturn was on the totem pole for me. How much Sega had dropped. So seeing the PlayStation when I did was an awesome experience. Like, hey, here's this new system, here's this new concept out there. Well, let's experience it. And I started seeing it popping up more and more and more. So much so that I actually started to know more people with PlayStations than with Nintendo 64s. That was an interesting experience because, like I said before, I had known people with Super Nintendos. And after the fact, I knew people who had regular Nintendos. I did not know anybody who had a Sega. And so, and of course, like, you know, well, outside of Sega CD. But it was, okay, now I'm confusing myself because I knew someone who had a Sega CD. I guess I kind of considered separate systems. Nowadays I know that, yes, the Sega CD was just an attachment for the Genesis, but I guess back then I always thought the Sega CD was a separate system altogether. And not the Genesis. So I guess I did know people who had the Genesis, but it's a small number. So seeing people with more PlayStations showing up than N64s, that was a cool experience. And these days, I guess that pattern has kind of continued in that, you know, I see more people with, Xboxes or PlayStations than with the Wii. So most of what else I'd probably talk about with this, I think I've already kind of covered, especially with the role-playing one. You know, Final Fantasy is always an interesting system, and I kind of consider Final Fantasy, well, my Final Fantasies were always 1, 4, 6, and 7. I've played all the other ones up until Final Fantasy 11, which at that point I got off the train. Reason being is Final Fantasy 11 is an MMO, which means you can technically never beat it. In fact, I'm not even sure if Final Fantasy 11 is still up anymore as an active MMO. I could probably check, but I don't really care enough to. And I beat every other Final Fantasy game up to 10. So, I guess that was a good introduction to the PlayStation when it did happen. I'm rambling, and my cat being adorable, so I'm going to get this posted on time. And, pay more attention to Xavier here. Side note on things that happened today, outside of posting an episode late. Saw Guardians of the Galaxy today. As I tweeted earlier, here is my spoiler-free review of Guardians of the Galaxy. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy today. There you go. No spoilers, so I won't get you any. Besides, recommending you need to go see it. And that's going to be that. I may come up sometime in the future with spoilers. That'll probably be months and months and months in the future. Probably once it comes out on, you know, home video. So, I guess it's appropriate for that means to be VHS. So, that's going to be the end of it for today. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be coming up with a wonderful week for all of you. Every Monday will be, you know, not today. And that you have a wonderful time over the next 7 days. Until the next one, wonderful weekend. Alright. Bye-bye.